Mike Pence said today, following Joe Biden's speech about mandating all federal workers and employees in large businesses that they be vaccinated, it was unlike anything he'd ever heard. Total government overreach. Damn that Joe Biden, who, apparently, isn't as sleepy as once thought. This from the man who was as quiet as Clarence Thomas when Mike was vice president to the mouth. Politics, I know, are rough and tumble, so we can maybe forgive him for small hyperbole. Or in my case, maybe not. I don't understand these latter-day Trumpian Republicans. I don't. I really don't. We have a resurgent pandemic, and all they can offer for national solutions is, well, really, nothing. No masks, no vaccinations, no lockdowns, no school closures, just business as usual, as if businesses must survive even as they spread the disease. Open the beaches, put on the mega concerts, play football, run the assembly lines, bag those groceries, carry on without masks or vaccines, don't tread on my freedom. Freedom to choose, they cry, but not when Texas wants to take away choice down in the Lone Star State. You want to end your pregnancy? No way, girl. You don't get a choice down there. They won't wear a mask to prevent spreading an airborne disease, no sir, but they want control of your body. Pro-life, they call it. Pro-death, more like it, when they mandate against vaccinations and masks. Sleepy Joe said, enough is enough. Patience is wearing thin. Obviously, the naysayers aren't going to wear a mask. They're not going to get a shot. They're not going to do much of anything to help the nation get a handle on this COVID epidemic. Just let the hospitals overload. Let the kids bring the variant home to Ma and Pa and the grandparents. Let this thing kill a few more 100,000 of us and maybe mutate to something even more virulent. I'm living in the dark ages here in medieval America. That much is obvious. Just take a horse dewormer, you'll be okay. Snake oil? Sure. Take a double dose, you'll be bulletproof. I just lived through 4 years of Trump. Newsmax, Fox, QAnon, the oddest weirdness I ever want to live through again. If you thought this was a fine tonic to the liberal Hollywood, pro-choice, pro-vax, pro-mask, Black Lives Matter, LGBT, climate change believers, well, what can I say? You've got all the news you need. But don't, no sir, do not tell us it's unlike anything you've ever heard. Because for the past 4 years, it's all been nothing but crazy talk.